Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you could give me, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Remember, you know, it's easy to get involved, easy to get engaged, but get informed first. There's a lot of fools out there that are just speaking from the last thing they saw come across Twitter. Don't be one of those. I say that to you all the time. So get engaged, get informed, and then approach people. Let them know how you feel about things, especially when they're telling you things that you know aren't true. Don't stay silent. That's how we get the problems that we have today. So I usually don't pull a guest on in the first segment, but this guy's a very special guy. He's been on the show off and on for years, but I've been meaning to bring him back on. Yeah, I know a few weeks ago we did two whole shows on the transgender movement and what's going on in our schools, what's going on with our young people. And it's saddening. It's heartbreaking to see what this is, what's going on. And as a school board trustee, I see what's happening at the school levels. And it's also heartbreaking there. And now with all the dust up as of late with the kids at kindergarten, K through third grade there in Florida, where I think it was a great thing that Ron DeSantis did, we're seeing just everything seems to come down to sexual orientation. Everything comes down when it comes to the transgender side of the world. You can't even blink or say anything about it or even ask questions without being a hater. So, as I always say to you, I bring in the experts, I bring in the people who have a clue, and go ahead and tell them they don't know what they're talking about. So Walt Heyer, identified as a transgender woman for 8 years, now has a passion to help others who regret the gender change. Walt travels extensively to share his story of redemption at conferences, churches, universities. He's appeared on a whole bunch of radio and TV stations as well. He should. We need to get guys like him out there even more so people know what the truth is. Walt, God bless it. Thanks for being with me.
Yeah, Joe, good to be back. It's been a long time, but I'm glad to be here. Yeah, let's get on with this. This is an important subject.
All right, so I want you to give, I know it sounds kind of weird, but I want you to give me the Reader's Digest version of your story, and then we'll dig into facts.
Yeah, well, my grandmother cross-dressed me at 4, which is child abuse, and that child abuse caused me to become, confused about who I was. And then because I was cross-dressed by my grandmother and my dad found out, my dad was incensed. This was in 1944. I'm 81 years old, so put it in context. And so dad, he didn't know what was going on. Grandma's putting me in a purple dress. And so he gets to where he's thinking, okay, I've got to straighten him out. So he's going to do it with heavy discipline. So that was fine. And then my Uncle Fred, who, you know, is about one bulb off a plum or whatever, and he decided to sexually molest me because of the purple dress. So the message here is that when you put a boy in a purple dress, there's going to be consequences. You're not going to be good, and it's going to cause them psychological, emotional, and sexual problems. And that's why we don't do this to children. It's institutionalized child abuse. No child in the history of this world needs to have anyone encouraging them to change their gender, telling a boy to wear a dress or a girl to dress up like a guy. Let's knock off this nonsense. It's insanity, and it's destroying this generation of children. It destroyed me, and I'm still talking about it 77 years later.
You know, it's funny. My ears perked up when you said 1944. I mean, this was going on that far back. And was you think your grandmother's goal was really to kind of change you or make you really believe you were a girl, or just she liked to see you in those dresses?
No, I really think Grandma didn't have a clue. She was a seamstress. She made dresses and just thought, oh, I'll make him a dress. She didn't know how to make blue jeans. So I don't think, like a lot of parents, they think it's benign. They don't think anything's going to come of it. They don't think they're harming the children. And so I don't think she was trying to do anything. I mean, what we know is today, Joe, and I've written about this in the public discourse and the Daily Signal and other media, that what we call adverse childhood experiences cause people to become confused about who they are. And these things, we start looking around for what to do. You know, kids are, you know, they're going to cut themselves, they're going to obsess on something, and then some of the kids decide that they don't want to be who they are because their life is such a mess, or they feel like they've been harmed. Sometimes they have an alcoholic father, or somebody died in the family, or mom and dad are just abusive to one another, and they're witnessing this going on. Maybe some neighbor came over and indoctrinated the child into the transgender way. We have kids, you know, writing me when they're 15 or 16, telling me they were introduced to pornography at a very young age. We know that pornography actually destroys the brain. And so it's very disruptive to a child to see that kind of, you know, images. And so this is what DeSantis is trying to stop. It's what I've been speaking out about. And I've had I've worked with thousands of individuals who've gone through this, identified as a woman, and have detransitioned back. So if people who identify as transgender have been harmed. And it takes sometimes 2 or 3 years of a lot of work to get them to detransition and get them back. But they have a lot of body parts missing. They have part of their life is missing. They can't produce children. Their life is a mess. And so it's important for parents to know.
All right, we're going to go for a break, Walt. When we come back, I want to start getting into some of the issues that the transgender kids are going through. And I do mean kids, because a lot of them are just simply confused. They think this is going to fix it, and it doesn't. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. You're going to miss some good stuff. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
The stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you want to ask a question, you want to get something across, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, getting involved, getting engaged. And this is one of those topics you need to get informed on. I don't care where you're coming from, religiously or socially or what have you. You need to get informed on it and understand what's going on. Because if you don't, it's real easy for them to try to tear you apart. And when I say them, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, we've done many shows around this kind of thing. We talk about hormone blockers of 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds, what the chemical damage that does to their bodies. It is not what the doctors are telling you it is, or the doctors who believe in this are telling you it is. There's a lot of damage, and more than just physical, the emotional, the psychological damage, that doesn't turn around in a heartbeat. I've asked Walt Heyer to join me. He identified as a transgender woman for 8 years and now has a passion to help others who regret the gender change. And Walt travels all around the place to share his story with people and counsels people, and they need help. They need help, and I'm not just saying that to be funny or lighthearted or even mean-spirited. The reason they make the change or think that they need to make the change is not quite right. Walt, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Yeah, you bet. Glad to be here, Joe.
Yeah, and let's get back to again, we talked a little bit about your story and what have you. And, you know, gender dysphoria is real. It's a real medical term. It's a real issue. I've had people tell me, yeah, but, you know, they said the same thing about the gay and lesbian community. They'll change their mind on this as well. Where were you at with this? You think the medical, you know, the medical community is going to change your mind on this?
Well, you're going to be surprised. I've done a lot of research, and I've got two articles out there. One of them is in the Daily Signal. The other one's in the Federalist. There is dysphoria. That is a legitimate, and it's been there for years. Dysphoria has been around, and dysphoria is caused by adverse childhood experiences. We call them ACEs. But if we go back prior to 2013, people who struggled with their identity, it was called gender identity disorder. And so we got all the woke people in there, you know, who they don't want anybody to feel bad about anything. So they decided to put gender in front of dysphoria. Until that time, there was never any such thing as gender dysphoria. It was just dysphoria. So they added dysphoria for one reason only, and that was to speed up the process of allowing people to have access to hormone blockers and hormone therapies and surgeries. Not because they had gender dysphoria. They had dysphoria, but the trick for the clinicians is to find out what type of dysphoria do they have. Were they sexually abused? Were they emotionally abused? Were they psychologically abused? Were they addicted to pornography? So that the trick is dysphoria is real. Gender dysphoria is not.
Interesting.
And so I've written articles about that. And so what we're dealing with is a group of people who have suffered some kind of trauma. And we call them ACEs, adverse childhood experiences. If the people want to look up Walt Heyer, the Federalist, and go to the story I wrote about a young man from San Francisco, it details it out. There's another one in the Daily Signal. So it's taken a long time to come up with this research, but and I've been working with people on what the individuals who struggle with these identity issues need is a trauma therapist, not a gender therapist. If you go to a gender therapist, your life is over. Forget it. Scratch it off. You're done. You don't need hormone blockers. You don't need surgery. You don't need any of that. You need someone who's going to dig in and find out what caused your dysphoria. What is the underlying issues? And I've, as I said earlier, I've worked with thousands of people. Every single one of those people over a period of time, we've been able to find out what caused them to listen to this. Not like who they are. So they attempt to become someone who they can never become. And so there's just some really simple group of questions that I get involved with in people and try to find out what happened that caused you to not like who you are. What was the event? And in having this dialogue, some of them have to do some quite a bit of inner reflection to find out what it was. One guy in his 40s had gone through this change, and he didn't. We went through this, and he found out that he was able to discuss the fact of being sexually abused by his swimming coach when he was a youngster at a summer camp. And it was right after that that he decided that he wasn't a boy. Well, that's not gender dysphoria. That's the crime of sexual abuse. And what we know is, and this is why it's not gender dysphoria, and it is dysphoria. But what we know is, in working with people, if we dig deep enough, we get enough information, we find out that that young person wanted his genitals removed, not because he wanted to be a girl, but because he never wanted anyone to touch his genitals again. So if he took them off, they wouldn't touch him.
My.
And the same thing holds true with females. If they've been sexually abused, many of them will appear to be masculine as a way to reject anyone who might be otherwise, if she wasn't masculine, would touch her inappropriately. So it's a defense mechanism against being sexually abused. And about 70% of the people who identify as trans, including me, were sexually abused or emotionally abused. Or psychologically abused. Something happened. So if we can get that around and understand that dysphoria is absolutely 100% real. It's just that it's not gender dysphoria. It's some other dysphoria. And the trick.
Well, you constantly hear that, you know, the vast majority of transgenders are suffering from, you know, depression and all this. And now with what you're saying, the depression isn't caused by the fact that they're quote-unquote in the wrong body. The depression is caused by the fact that they've had something happen to them and they don't know what to do about it, correct?
That's exactly right. This is what I've been explaining to people. And what's amazing, I worked with four young girls, not very long ago, with the parents. I didn't actually talk to the girls. I talked to the parents. I said, let's do a little coaching. I said, ask the daughter why she doesn't like who she is. And then ask her what happened that caused her to not like who she is. And so in this series of conversations as mom's having on the couch, we discover all these things that happened to this child that mom didn't even know. And so then we can then have the mom, or if it requires a therapist, dig in, and we can find out how to treat them so that we can bring them out of this nonsense called transgenderism.
Wow. Hey, we got to go for another quick break. I hate these things. Find somebody to sponsor the show, and we'll have to go to commercials. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Walt Heyer right after this.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The entire state of Mississippi, as well as parts of Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee, are all at the greatest risk for severe storms today. Forecasters say 8 million people are affected by this warning. That includes major cities like Memphis, Tennessee, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Montgomery, Alabama. The warnings come after at least 7 people were hurt following a possible tornado touching down in northwest Arkansas.
Cases are ticking up, as we thought they might. But now, thanks to the foundation we've laid, America has the tools to protect people.
President Biden's comments at the White House a short time ago, Biden also unveiling a new government website, COVID.gov, which will allow everybody to get information they seek about the ongoing pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. I'm back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, we talk about these numbers all the time, but I have to get them from stories. I can't get them from people who are actually involved with them on a day-to-day basis. According to Walt Heyer, up to 20% of transgenders have regrets about their sex change. And the sex change procedures are not effective. Many of them, you know, again, go years with still suicidal tendencies. And you always hear the, you know, the bleeding heart lefties talking about these kids, these young kids are suicidal, they're depressed, they're miserable, and it has to be because they need a sex change. But when you're talking about going to counseling, and again, I'll ask Walt this in a second, you only hear, in most cases, they've only been to 2 or 3 sessions. I mean, sometimes it's years on other issues that you're working with. Why is it only 2 or 3 sessions in this area? What pushes them along or pushes them along at rocket speed to get you your sex change? Walt Heyer joins me. I love having him on. I haven't had him on in a long time, but we'll make this a more of an event. He identified as a transgender himself, as a woman for 8 years, and now has a passion to help others who regret the gender change. And God bless, somebody is reaching out to them. Somebody is reaching out to help them. Walt, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to be on, Joe. Love to be on.
We were talking about it during the break, but more parents, more Christians who truly love Christ need to come out and start talking to these kids. And early, don't be afraid to say something to them. If you're afraid that they're going to hate you, are you telling me that you're more worried about how they feel towards you than saving their lives in some cases? Saving their, you know, their future life, if you would? Walt, the suicide rates don't really go down among those who have the operation, do they?
No, they go up by 19 times. So you're far more likely to die by suicide after you go through the thing, because what you realize is at some point that it was a mistake, and then you realize you can't get your body parts back because they lobbed off your breast or took off your genitals or altered them to a point to where they don't function anymore or they have bleeding from there or whatever. These things are a mess. And so what they do is they just commit suicide. They go, I can't go back. I can't get my penis back. I can't get my breast back. I'm mutilated, and so they commit suicide. So it has nothing to do with society rejecting them. The society is absolutely all over accepting all these people. Families are accepting them. It's because the doctors are mutilating their body and destroying them psychologically, emotionally, and sexually. That's why they commit suicide.
You know, I read stories on a regular basis. I do stories on a regular basis about these kids, 4, 5, 6 years old, you know, in early days of elementary school. And the doctor sanctioned this. The parents sanctioned. I mean, what has happened here? How could a doctor in his right mind, who actually has a real medical license, allow you to give a child a hormone blocker? It not just blocks those hormones, but other chemical actions that have to take place in the young person's body to help them get strong bones, healthy organs, and a whole nine yards. Isn't that true?
Yeah, the doctors do not care about consequences. The only thing they care about is money, prestige, whatever. I mean, they really do not care what the consequences are. They don't care if the kid commits suicide. They don't care what happens to him down the road. They don't care if he can have kids. Doesn't care about all the psychological. They don't care. All they're interested in is advancing this absolutely nonsense agenda. No one in the history of mankind has ever changed their gender. They can change their persona, and we should start saying persona instead of gender. No one has ever transitioned because that suggests that you actually changed something, which you didn't. And no one has actually ever been a transgender. All those are fake terms. And those are things that have been advanced by the people who want to convince you that they're doing something. But if we start fighting back and understand that biologically, and I have a court document in Superior Court of California in San Mateo, where the surgeon and the psychologist signed a document in San Mateo in 1990 and admitted they cannot change someone's gender. They admitted it's in document. It's in. They explained the only thing that they can do with hormones and surgery is what called neuter. That's it. They can neuter you, which means you can't have kids. You can't. They can't change your gender. It's just nonsense. They can neuter you. They do that to cats, don't they, or dogs?
Oh, they had. You do it the Sicilian way to bulls. It's really bad. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, when you talk about this, right, and again, I had a doctor on the show one night, and I said, let me ask you a question. I said, if a body is in a fire and is burned beyond recognition, I mean, just burned terribly, and you needed to do a DNA test on that, on that body, you'd come up with male or female. There is no transgender. It's not like XYY. Is transgender an X?
No, there's no transgender. This whole thing has become the greatest medical fraud in my lifetime. This is so insane. It challenged on any level. It's just total insanity. We're all running around, you know, oh, we're afraid, tiptoe, well, don't offend them, don't, the heck with it. I love the people who offended me when I was acting out this identity of Laura Jensen. Those people are my friends today. That they were honest with me. The wackos who stood by and said, oh, you're so wonderful. I don't even want anything to do with those nut jobs.
But why the recent explosion, Walt? I mean, and I say recent, I mean, this thing is exponentially grown in the last less than 10 years.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly why. 2013, they changed the diagnosis from gender identity disorder in the DSM to gender dysphoria. And they only did it for one reason, to advance the opportunity for people to would go on a fast track to get hormones and surgery. Because gender, with the diagnosis of gender identity disorder, that did not fit the profile of using hormones and surgery. That was actually a really good diagnosis. Because that meant you had to go in and find out what was causing them to not like who they are. and you could find out what it was, and so you'd fix them, and you wouldn't have a trans person identifying as a trans. Today, you don't look at the underlying comorbidities, which is body dysmorphia or dissociative disorder, bipolar disorder, or schizophrenia, or PTSD, or they're obsessed with something on the internet, they're looking at games or whatever. If we get in and understand that, we can actually stop all this nonsense. But they, what they know on their side is, if they can get them at a young age and indoctrinate them into this, they can make a total mess of their life, and they're loving every minute of it. I mean, these people are so warped. You know, I call it the Frankenstein syndrome. They don't care. I mean, that's the bottom line. I was just working with a guy from New York this morning, you know, and he's a mess. He's 29 years old. He can't have kids. He's ready to commit suicide, you know.
Wow,
and fortunately,
terrible.
We're working with him. I got a guy that's 25, same thing. I've had him at 19. Here's the best example. I wrote about this in the Daily Signal. A mom and dad helped their son get hormone blockers at 15. He progressed him along, let him cross-dress, all that stuff. At 18, they went in to the doctor. He had his genitals cut off, breast implants, all the feminizing surgeries. A year later, I get an email from him. He said, "Walt, can you help me detransition back? I feel like a Frankenstein monster." And if you can go to the Daily Signal and just look up the story of Walt Heyer and Nathaniel and the Frankenstein monster, you'll find out this young boy was addicted to pornography. His life is totaled at 19 because parents agreed to this hormone blocker thing and let him transition.
My God, Walt, we're going to need a lot of forgiveness, you know, when we get in front of God, because I'm hearing, you know, we hear on a regular basis that kids need to see pornography at a young age so they can be ready for the real. No, I'm reading articles like this on the show on a regular basis. These are sick people, extremely sick people.
We need an island for these bozos and push them off of here and get them over there and let them have all their little joystick stuff and get them the heck out of my life, because they're sick wackos.
Yeah, it is quite amazing to me. And again, one of the things I was reading a couple of weeks ago is that a majority of these transitions now are girls that are female to male. And part of the reasoning behind this, from what I'm reading again, is that whole tom. We used to call them tomboys, and they grew out of it. I have one daughter that was heavy into sports. Does that mean she was a boy? And then I have the other daughter. Yeah, she was. She acted like a tomboy. She beat up her brothers the whole nine yards. But she is every bit a woman today. Today they would say that she should have had the transition because she acted like a guy most of the time.
They've studied this. They've got great studies out there and said if we leave these kids alone, don't do this to the kids, 90%+ of them will desist from the idea. They'll just stop thinking about it.
Wow.
And then a few will become something else, you know. But we can save 90% of them just if we don't do this nonsense to them.
God bless. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. If your head's swimming and you can't keep up, you can always go back and get the podcast after the show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. It's the only way you can truly become part of the solution. You got to get information, people. When you're out there just spewing stuff you think you thought you heard, you thought you might know, or you heard something, don't do that. Really, truly get informed and get engaged. Listen, head over after the show, not right now, but head over to walthire.com, W-A-L-T-H-E-Y-E-R.com, walthire.com. You'll pick up Walt's stories. You can pick up his books there as well. A lot there that'll help you understand. Because many of you, I get it. You get pummeled when you say anything about transgenderism. You get pummeled when you tell somebody you don't believe in this or don't believe in that. Get some information. Learn how to speak to these people. And I mean that sincerely. You can't just stick your finger in somebody's face. It doesn't work. You're not going to pull anybody closer. Well, Walt is identified as a transgender woman for 8 years and now has a passion to help others, and he does. He helps a lot of people who have regretted their gender change. He travels all around the place to speak to the groups and churches and other places to try to, I won't say expose, but that's what he's doing. He's exposing the lies on this issue and trying to get you to understand what God had in mind for you. And Walt, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, right. And my website, Sex Change Regret, is where I get most of my traffic because It has stories and stuff on sexchangeregret.com. That site had, over 5 million views in just not a very long period of time. It's generated 10,000 emails to me for help from around the world. I reach about 200 million people a year. With the work that we do. And so we've been in many countries around the world. And so done documentary films, done 15 documentary films. I just signed a paper today for a movie to be made about my life. And I'm excited about that. But yeah, I do want to talk about the biological stuff.
Yes. You mean Walt, you mean science? You actually want to
apply science? I don't want to call it science, because science is like got some bad thing to it.
I hear you. I just love using your terminology sometimes.
Well, if you can't say science, you can't say Christian, you can't say Trump. There's a whole lot of things you can't say. People just, their hair catches on fire. So we'll just talk about biology. They haven't beat that up yet. So, there's this real bottom line issue for people to understand if you want to talk to your child or just for yourself to understand something. And no one in the history of mankind has ever biologically changed their gender. It's not possible. You can change your persona. Now, why do I say that? Because when mom and dad get together and sperm flows from the man and hits the egg, that's what we call conception. And at that point of conception, the biological materials come together and form either a male or a female. That's all. Only two people, male, female. There's nothing else. And because of that biological construct between the sperm and the egg, 9 months later, you're born. And from that point of conception, 9 months before you're born, you can't change anything. You cannot get in there and tweak with what the sperm and the egg did when they got together. You can't unwind that. You can't do anything with it. You can change your persona and watch the terminology. When somebody says that you were assigned gender at birth, that is a flat-out lie. It was innate and immutable and unchangeable when the sperm hit the egg. The game is over. So we're talking, everything they're talking about here, frankly, and I don't like using the term, but it's a lie. You can't change genders. You can't change your sex. This all was fixed before he ever popped out and started screaming and got slapped on the butt by the doctor. So this is, it kind of drives me nuts that we bought all these terms that are totally false.
Yeah, I agree with you. We've let them choose the words, choose the narrative. They've been doing it. Look, I started the show about 14 years ago now. And I remember about 2 years into it, I started to notice that they were telling us what these terms meant, right?
Yeah.
Whether it was racism, homophobia, bigotry, they were laying out what those terms meant to us. And we let them get away with it.
Exactly. I mean, just like, have you seen the one cisgender? If I see anything that says cisgender, I throw it in the trash can. That doesn't exist either. What is this crazy? They come up with all of this crap. Cisgender to them means that you have a normal brain and you're okay and that you're functioning. Everyone else is something else, I guess. I don't know. But they invent these stinking terms and people start putting them in, journals and stuff. There are no such thing. And so, my friends listening, I know I sound really passionate because at my Sex Change Regret website, people write me And I get these emails, and these people's lives are destroyed. Their lives are destroyed. I've been doing it for free for over 12 years, and I'll work with somebody for as many as 3 years, working 300, 400, 500 emails, phone calls, you name it, working with either an attorney to get them a medical malpractice case or a psychologist to help them through the mess. Or, you know, so here's the thing. I don't make any money off this. Little Joe there, he's a millionaire. He's not paying me nothing to be on the show. And so I just want you to know
tell
I do
that
this.
Million is. Will you please?
Yeah, okay. I do this because I want the message to get out there about the truth, because they're not going to tell you anywhere else. And I'm 81 years old. I got 1 foot in the boat, 1 foot in the dock. The boat's about to leave. I'm going to be gone. And so I need to get this message out there, and you need to hear it. You need to understand and start speaking the truth, because we are ruining, destroying, and evaporating an entire generation of children with something that is totally, absolutely false. No one can change your gender. We should start telling them, yeah, you can change your persona, little Johnny. You can look like little Betty, but you can't become little Betty. You can identify as a female. You cannot become a female. You can identify as a guy. You cannot become a guy. So these are realities. We got to start living in reality. I feel like we're living in some kind of fantasy land, you know, the world of Oz, where everybody's been picked up by this transgender tornado and transformed into some other idiocy. And thank God I came out of it. I mean, the only reason I ended up where I was identifying as a woman is because I was physically abused by my father. I was psychologically, emotionally abused by a mother who put me in a purple dress, and I was sexually abused by my uncle. It will destroy your life. When you have that done by the time you're 9 years old, you're ruined.
Do you have anybody helping you with this? Are there other people who've come out of it or detransitioned and are helping you?
No, I've been doing this on my own with my wife's help and doing the articles and the books. I mean, publishers won't publish my books. It's too radical. So we just do it on the kitchen table. I'm a radical because I'm telling the truth. You're not supposed to tell the truth. For gosh sakes, don't tell the truth. And don't try to save a kid. You know, let him transition. Let him cut off body parts. Let him be. And, you know, you were fighting abortion, right?
Yeah.
And there is no bigger, this should be called an abortion, because this is the biggest abortion that we're doing. When we start cutting off body parts, this is like Frankenstein has come home to roost, and everybody's looking the other way. Oh, little Johnny is now little Judy, and Judy is now little Jim. Come on, guys. This is like we have all gone into the third floor psych unit, and that's where society is living today.
Well, we're running out of time, and I want you to talk to people about how do we approach, how do we talk to those that are going through it? Because you can see some of these people are depressed. How would you talk to somebody like this?
Well, yeah, I think it's just important to sit down, quiet place, coffee shop, whatever, if you have an opportunity. It really depends on how well you know them, which relationship is with them. But I think it's important to say, you know, what caused you? I think this is such an important question. Write it down. What caused you to not like who you are?
Interesting.
And then when you do that, the next question is, what happened that caused you to not like who you are? And the third question, maybe one of the most significant, is why do you want to erase who you are to try to become someone who you can never be? Because biologically, I'm telling you, little Johnny, you cannot become Judy. It just doesn't happen. You can change what you look like. You can wear a dress. You can put on makeup. You can't become a girl. So why don't you like who you are? What happened that caused you to not like who you are? And I forgot what the third one was because I blanked out. So you're supposed to write them down and tell me back.
Yeah.
So, you know, the point is that we know that these individuals are struggling. And by asking those questions like, what happened? You're inviting them to tell you, I was sexually abused, I was physically abused, I had something happen, I lost my dad, that my mom and dad divorced, my mom and dad are fighters, mom's in the mental hospital, dad is, on life support. I've actually had these. You know, he's in life support in the house because he's dying from cancer.
We're up against it. We're national, so they're going to cut us off. But people,
all right.
SexChangeRegret.com, SexChangeRegret.com. Head over there, check it out. If you know somebody's going through this, figure out how to help them. And, Walt, God bless you for what you're doing. I do appreciate your time with me.
Thank you. My pleasure.